means that the coaches are believing in me so far, or I'm showing them something that they can believe in and trust in, which is huge for me, and that I'm on the right track. So just continue to do what I'm doing, keep my nose in the playbook, continue to improve every day, and those things work themselves out when it's time.
There was talk, like, in the camps how you were kind of very vocal, but, like, the veterans were responding to that. You know, what does it take as a younger player to kind of do that without, like, crossing the line? And, you know, because veterans obviously want that respect from a younger player. Like, how do you balance that?
First and foremost, I think it's very important that you know what you're doing. Of course, I'm going to bark out some signals right now that may be incorrect. Mm-hmm. Those are things that we get worked out. But as long as it's not over and over and over and over again that they're all incorrect, then that's when the vets will probably start, you know, turning their heads and, you know, looking at me a certain way. But so far they're responding to it well. I feel like I'm gaining their trust as well as the coaches, so that's a good thing. I'm just going to continue to do what I've been doing.
Does your obviously you haven't been here that long, but do you have some sort of connection with Landon Collins already that is also helping you and him, and the fact that you are standing out there on the first team right now?
Yeah, definitely. I believe our chemistry is growing daily. We had some time together in OTAs and minicamp and things like that, and today we had some more time together. So, I mean, every day that we can get together is great. I believe that the two safeties have to, you know, be on one string and have to know what the other is doing and what the other is thinking. So, just, you know, the more experience that we get with each other, I believe the easier it'll be in the long run.
Thank you very much for
your time. Mm-hmm.
How you doing, man? Dan Duggan from NJ.com.
Nice to meet you.
Maybe probably got to ask some of these questions, but just what was it like to come out with first day camp and be in, you know, first team defense?
It was a good feeling. A good feeling for me, knowing that I'm one of the guys that the coaches are, you know, building trust in or trusting at this point, and that I've been doing something right. So I need to just continue what I've been doing. Nothing's going to change. It shouldn't change, and on my part. So I still have a lot to work on. I mean, I'm still a rookie. I'm still learning the defense. I'm still learning how to play with the guys I'm out there on the field with. So the depth chart changes. Today was only the first day. It's definitely not set in stone, but I believe if I continue to do what I've been doing and continue to grind, then those things will work themselves out down the road.
Yeah, so far so good. So when did you find out that you'd be with the first team to start?
Yesterday.
What was your reaction?
I mean, I was excited, but then again, it's day one of training camp. Nothing set in stone at all. Coaches explained to us how the depth chart would be fluid, and I believe that's how it will be. Special teams, offense, and defense. So I'm just trying to get, you know, as many reps as I can and to learn as quickly and as rapidly as possible. So when it does come time to, you know, decide who's going to be in that position, I'm definitely one of the guys that are in the picture.
And what do you think you did this spring to put yourself in this position?
Honestly, work. Just try to learn. Just go out there and try to learn each and every day on the field and in the meeting rooms. And if I continue to do that, I believe I continue to rise.
And what's just the biggest adjustment you've had to make going from college to the NFL?
Just terminology with the playbook. It's a huge playbook. A lot of different details within coverages. And the sooner I pick those up, the easier it'll be for me to go out there and play fast.
And obviously doing all this with shorts and t-shirt on, how much of a difference will it be once the pads come on?
I mean, playbook is the playbook. Football is football. I mean, I've never been afraid of contact, and I'm not going to start now. So I'm excited for that to happen, too.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
I know I missed some of that, but if there was one word to describe what training camp is like on day one, what would that word be?
Exciting. New opportunity for me, especially being with a great organization like this, having the opportunity to come out here and step on the field with some of these guys that are on our team, and just go out there and learn and play and see how they do things here with the Giants. It's been awesome for me, and it's exciting.
Is it a realization of your NFL dream? Like, is it kind of hit you today?
Today, no, not in particularly today. I still have a long way to go. Just got here. It's my first training camp as an NFL player. I still have a lot of learning to do. Still, still, I feel like I still have a ways to go, but I'm excited, like I said, and whatever happens, happens.
Any wisdom from other teammates or coach that you've taken in so far?
Oh, yeah, those guys are great. Those guys are great. Any questions, I like to ask questions. So any questions I have, they answer them, whether it be a player or a coach, and they do a great job making sure that I'm comfortable out there, that I know what I'm doing before I step on the field.